Morning, everyone. Good morning, Trash. I'm Sterling, and I'll be sharing a message y'all today. So before we start, let's open in prayer. Father God, we come to you and we quiet our hearts, empty our minds, and let's come to you. Want to seek your face, Lord. Father God, we want to hear your voice. We want to study your words. May you guide us and lead us for the rest of time. The message time, the singing, worship time, and the prayer time. Lord, may you speak to us. Lift up myself, may God uplift my mouth, my tongue to preach your words and bring the good message to prayer sisters. We lift up the rest of time to you, God. Pray that all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I think about 2 weeks ago that the church has retreat, right? I guess many of you did attend. And I remember Thursday night, Jackie Ponger came to our church, SP, and preached. And there's a lot of people. Like, some people didn't find a seat and just standing outside. So, she spoke in tongues at the very beginning when she started the sermon. She was speaking in tongues, and then thing is her team people was translating after that. So that was quite I guess impressed or maybe a little shocked to some people, but everyone was so silent, right? Just listening. And I think the and then the following Saturday, during the church retreat at the hotel at the service, and she preached a Saturday morning. She talks about speaking in tongues too. And to some people, maybe don't know what is speaking in tongues. Or afraid about it, or don't want to even talk about it. Then, me, I believe speaking in tongue is good, and it's to God. It is another language to praise God, to pray to Him, to worship Him, to stay close to Him for relationship with God. So it's just speak it out and you keep trying, you keep praying and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And honestly, God can definitely give a person the gift of speaking tongues to enable him or her to communicate with a person who speaks another language. We may not know, but God knows. It's not just like moving a tongue, da, 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 da. But God can give you the strength, spirit, and you're able to speak it out. A personal experience for me, I personal experience. Think it was, I don't know how many years ago, many years ago. I think I was at the Kwun Tong area. So I think I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. It was like 6 a.m. prayer meeting. It was at a church, but it was a prayer meeting combined with several Chinese church. They called Dong Gao, something like prayer meetings. Like, and they have every morning like 6 a.m. But I just attend once a week, and it was so difficult for me. Like, woke up at 5:30 or 5, and then arrived there by 6. And that was like the I think that was my first time, not the first time I heard people speak in tongues, but the first time that I heard a lot of brothers and sisters gather together because of Jesus and just want to worship God and pray and speak in tongues at the same time. I think it was approximately maybe, I don't know, like 50, 60, maybe 70, like between 50 to 70 people, like speaking in tongues at the same time. Prayers and praise. So I was like so little shocked, but can you imagine if a lot of people speaking tongue, if a lot of people speaking loudly or in speaking tongue and closing their eyes and so focusing on God, and I what I felt is like, well, I was like, I feel like earthquake or like the ground was moving, the walls were shaking, how powerful it is. And I couldn't explain how to use words to explain it. Like, and it just it is powerful. The Holy Spirit is powerful, and I couldn't say that it is not powerful. I couldn't refuse it. I couldn't. I mean, I accept it and receive it and enjoy the time God's presence. So today I want to talk. The verse is on the Bible. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Let me read it. For anyone who speaks in tongue does not speak to man but to God. And then, every man who speaks in tongue does not speak to man but to God. Indeed, no one understands him to utters mysteries with his spirit. So I guess probably Peace and mentioned about these verses in his sermon. I remember. So it's very clear stated that the speaking tongue is not to man, it's to God. And it's between you and God, you see. And what is good about it, personally, I think it is uplifting. During prayer time, it is praising to God and it's building up our faith in God. It is building up our faith. And there's another verses that I would like to share. Is it the book of Acts 2:1-4? So I read it here. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heavens as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothed tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon of each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So a bunch of Christians gathered together perhaps they didn't know what happened, and then Holy Spirit came and they were filled and they're able to start to speak in tongues. So I personally probably have not experienced exactly like this, but in my life, I probably met maybe one, maybe or two, a few brother sister who experienced something like this similar. I wish I could, but it is how do you say it? It's more than amazing. It's incredible, or it's unbelievable, incredible. But it is God's work. It's not our work. It's not because us. It's God. Made it like this. And It is could I use any word more incredibly incredible. So I would like to say speaking in tongues stimulates faith and helps us to learn how to trust God more fully. For example, faith must be exercised to speak with tongues because the Holy Spirit specifically directs the words we speak. So, I mean, we don't know what the next words will be, but we have to trust God for that. We have to trust God for that. We don't know, but we have to trust God for that. And I want to mention, talk about what's the benefit of speaking in tongues. I personally, I'm not the same. I won't say I'm a very good speaking in tongues or I'm the expert, but I think officially the very first time that I start doing that is when I was in China in Guangxi province, at the mission field at a British pastor church that he was trying to help me out to speaking it. But I wasn't really do it every day, like daily, but every time during the worship time that he encouraged the whole congregation to speak in tongue. And while we sing praise, the songs, the lyrics, then there's like some people speak in tongues, some people worship. So I do that during those times. But personally, I rarely speak in tongue, but I do, but not as often. I know some people maybe they do more often. But there are some good things like for speaking in tongue, like. Very first one improves your life. It does improves your life. To builds you up like an ed edifies like a building. It's like building you up. Strengthens your spiritually. It helps you draw closer to God. Encourage you by encouraging or enhancing the workings of the Holy Spirit in your life. It stirs up or activates your inheritance, gifting, and potentials. Charge you up. It's like charging a cell phone, right? When a cell phone has no losing batteries, you need to charge your phone, right? A person is it too. Like we need rest. We need recharge. We need some time charging up, and then you can continually to work for your daily life and giving thanks well. So, I think maybe there are more, but those are the some that I've been thinking and search around and for prayers. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself make intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8:26-27. So we really don't know. We really don't know, and God helps us to pray, to say the words, how we say the words to the Father. The Holy Spirit helps us, and it is. How to say the words? Indescribable, undescribable, or we just cannot do it by our own. We need God. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us, lead us, wisdom, how to say a prayer, pray to God, praise God. And today my message is a little short. And this a couple quotes I like to share. One is by Katy Perry. He says, "Speaking in tongues is as normal to me as pastor thoughts. It's a secret, direct prayers language to God." Let me say again. Speaking in tongues is as normal to me as, quote, pastor thoughts. It's a secret, direct prayers language to God. So it's just simple. It's to God. It's very direct. Between you and God, it's very direct. And another one. When I'm 70, I might be a man in a park just wandering around, speaking in tongues with kids throwing bread at me. No feeling. Let me say again. When I'm 70, I might be a man in a park just wandering around, speaking in tongues with kids throwing bread at me. So, I don't know how to explain it. It could be, I can imagine. Maybe I'm the one too. And I want to say, not everyone has the gift for speaking in tongues. A lot of people, they don't believe, they don't even try. But not everyone believes speaking in tongue. Not everyone knows what's the good things about it. But I believe each Christian should have at least one spiritual gift. And some may have more gifts, some may have less. But if you pray to God, ask and seek God, seek Him, you may have more, including speaking tongues. If you trust God, it's like exercise and practice. May we receive it by the Holy Spirit. So, yeah, maybe it's about it. Maybe I should end here. So, maybe I close in the prayer and then we go to the worship time. Let's pray. Father God, we thank God yesterday was holiday. I believe a lot of people were just having day off, just rest, or using time wisely, or maybe like some whatever travel in the weekends or staycations, or just rest. And yeah, even though Saturday, some people work, some people don't, and we're still able to get it together, even just through Zoom, that we could pray together or want to study your words or pray for one another, pray for the church. Lord, lift up the worship time. May our worship is pleasing to you, God. Lift up the prayer items time, and that we pray for those need that we lift up all those prayer things. And may you be with us, Lord. May Holy Spirit come to lead us. And pray that in Jesus' name. So I guess is it Pastor Ernie that you did a song.
The world will bow down. Just wanna be with you, your presence, Lord. Just wanna be with you, oh Jesus, oh. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you.
Let's do the prayer items. First thing, pray for those who have cancer. Those maybe some brother, sister, church, or their people, their friends or relatives that are related. Pray for those. Pray for God's healing, God's timing, and protection. Pray for them. And next will be pray for the illness and salvation. Pray for those, maybe many of them, they have no God, but they haven't accepted Christ yet. Pray for God's timing. If through the time that they encounter God. And we pray for them. Pray for them. And next will be infirmities. Pray for those processes, maybe they have some specific location of the body, pain or hurts, muscle tight or anything. And pray for healing. Yes. Next will be a job search. Kathleen, Sue, Adrian. Pray for God's timing. God will provide the best jobs for those, for them, to put them in the right place, the right position. We pray for the mission focus. Pray for Cambodia, Oasis House, Pastor Jenny. Pray for North Korea, may God open doors. Pray for missionaries, opportunities in Asia. And pray for the churches in the Middle East. And may God open doors, outreach. Pray for the SP Weekends Gathering, Sunday service, the WOW, SP Kids, Worship, Hospitalities, Youth, Speaking, Spell, all the service activities, classes, outreaches, and all meetings. Pray for those pregnancy, Rachel B, Jessica, Kathleen Young, Clara Liu, and some others. Pray for the moms that they can eat well, rest well, sleep well. Pray for their babies that they want safe. Pray for the daddies, pray for the families. May God bless them, bless all these families. Last, pray for the house churches, Bowen, Marwan, and Southside. You see, in the morning, pray for them that they will have good time for house church fellowship time to fellowship, brother sister, have better relationship with God and also among the cell group at the house church. I think that's it. So we end here and maybe a closing prayer. Earlier, we thank you for the CMP slash EMP Saturday morning, even through Zoom. And we enjoy in church the time that God you with us. And may the Holy Spirit lead us continue in the rest of our day and speak to us, Lord. And may we ask for your wisdom that. No matter what we do it for God, to glorify you, Lord. In our work area, in any situation, we think about from God's perspective, Lord, instead of ours. Lord, we live the rest of time to you, Lord, and tomorrow Sunday that we back to church and worship you, God. Live everything to you, God. Pray in Jesus' name. So I see you tomorrow Sunday. Service. Thank you. Have a good one.